Welcome to Welsh Premier League Radio. It's been another great day and the start of the Welsh Premier League season. 6 goals on Saturday and Cardiff Met got 3 of them. Chris Baker got 2 of them and he's joining me now. Chris, you must be delighted with your personal performance today and the result.
Yeah, I think the lads have worked really, really hard this pre-season and I think that the result today obviously was the main thing. You know, I thought the first half performance was good. I think the second half we fell below our standards, but obviously delighted to get 2 goals and 3 points is the main thing at the end of the day.
And after a good pre-season, I imagine there is nerves, you know, kind of translate into the competitive games, but as you say, in the first half at least it went very well and you battled very hard in the second half to get that third goal and kill the game off.
Yeah, definitely. I think first half obviously we've got a couple of new lads coming in, but I think, you know, they've shown today the qualities they've got. We settled in really well. I thought at times we moved the ball really, really well. And obviously taking that two goal lead into half time was a massive bonus for us, especially away from home. But coming out second half, I just think we didn't do the basics very well. I think we squandered possession quite cheaply. But credit to Kevin Druids, you know, they kept going till the end. And you know, well done to Wells, really. That third goal has killed them off.
And you know, you're coming up here and there's not many teams that are in better form coming from last year into this one than Kevin Druid. So you've done very well to come up here and score 3 goals without really getting into your best form either.
Yeah, that's always a positive. You know, you always say if you don't play your best football and you're picking up 3 points, then at the end of the day you can be happy. But there's a lot we can look at. I know next week is going to be a really tough game. You know, after Bangor's result last night, they're going to be on a high. So we know that second half performance, if we turn up against Bangor like that, then, you know, we're going to struggle. So back to the drawing board Monday and training and look forward to Bangor next weekend.
And obviously last season you had some big results against Bangor, some big games against them as well. So do you look forward to playing a team of this stature as well, as obviously it is a big game against a team that is very much in form?
Yeah, I think you definitely relish it. You know, you look at the likes of Gary Taylor-Fletcher, you know, I think they brought back Braden Shaw, scored an absolute worldie last night. So yeah, they've got a lot of quality, but I think we'll focus hard this week on where those strengths are, how we can potentially nullify them, and then how we can obviously make the most of our strengths going forward as well.
And just finally, obviously you pick up on how well they did last night. I mean, you said maybe you could have done better today, but it is just one game.
Yeah.
And it is a long season, so
yeah,
that goes out the window for next week, doesn't it?
Definitely, yeah. You know, if we can take elements of that first half performance into this and throughout the season, then, you know, hopefully that can stand us in good stead.
Thanks very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Cheers.